I'm with Sarah Horrocks at NACE 2012 conference, and she is the director of Lambeth City Learning Centre. Sarah, can I ask you, have you been to NACE conference before?
Yeah, this is my second NACE conference, and got a lot out of last year, and really value being a NACE member, and see this as a kind of key moment in the year to get informed, to talk to colleagues, learn new stuff, share things.
So what did you think of Vanessa's speech and our way forward in the curriculum?
I enjoyed her speech. It sort of confirmed, you know, my knowledge of kind of what's going on and kind of what the thinking is with the current government. There are obviously things said and things not said, but yeah, it's good to know that somebody like Vanessa is there at the department, kind of moving things forward.
Now, can I ask you? You've been in that room discussing the curriculum. I'm sort of, you know, making a joke of it that, you know, you had the hallowed 55 who are in there, but for everyone else, I know there's been a lot of discussion sort of swilling around and lots of plenary and other stuff going on. Can you just give us a flavour of what your experience of it was and what your views, your personal views on the curriculum are for it in the way we move forwards?
So we worked with a series of questions to kind of promote discussion. We worked in groups, kind of cafe table situation. And as often with those things, it's not that you come up with any kind of definite answers, but you can then look at the patterns and themes that are emerging.
So now that's one of the things I've been talking to people about in this room. Some of the themes have been, right, we've got all this content, and is it about content, or is it about, as Steve Wheeler is going to talk about later today, is it about the context? How do you actually make value or make meaning out of all this in terms of the higher order thinking skills? You've got the computer science at one end of the spectrum, and you've got ICT underpinning it all. But underpinning all that, you might have things like digital literacy and how we look at digital literacy. And it seems to me that there's this sort of cloud, not in the cloud out there, but a kind of nebulous cloud at the moment where everything is starting to sort of form or shape, because we've been given this marvellous opportunity and we have had all these structures and schemes and the NACE mark and all that. But now we're actually at the point where a lot of things have been taken away. And I always take an analogy like if you open the cage, then, you know, you don't want people sort of lurking at the back of the cage like a battery chicken, you know, worried to go out. So what have people been discussing, and what are your personal views on where you think the curriculum should go?
In the group that I was with, we talked quite a lot, started the kind of day talking about kind of definitions. And we felt that the work that Doug Belshaw has done around digital literacies was a very useful way to think about things. So I think some of the things that he says about kind of, you know, culture and context are really important in informing this whole debate and how the curriculum moves forward. And also drawing on some of the, I think, the really good work that Becta did around digital literacy. So that seems a kind of useful starting point.
How to take it on, though, practically. I mean, I'll give you some other issues that I think, you know, are there. You have this whole thing about digital literacy and the underpinning of that. And yes, I looking at some of the stuff Mozilla are doing with the badging and the peer-to-peer university and actually getting peer referencing and peer validation and professional validation and all that. But you still, I think, got the problem of when you go into schools, people being able to manage how to do that, and even at senior management level, how to implement that, so that it's no longer a case of that's a policy you put on the shelf and it's dealt with. It seems to me, because we're increasingly connected and we're connected digitally, we have massive data streams coming and going out. Whether you want to lock it off in the school or not, they're happening. They're happening through devices and other things. How then do you navigate through this sea of data and meaning to actually teach and learn in the 21st century? That really is some of the nub of what I see it as being. And then how do you explain that and get that over to people who may be purely at a functional level still in terms of I have to deliver that when there's more required of you in this age, to put it that way?
Yeah. And I think you're right. It's difficult when teachers feel that they're kind of slightly cast adrift because they are used to being kind of micromanaged by national strategies. And so when they haven't got something to sort of grab onto, I think they are feeling insecure. And it's a complex area. So it's kind of having that balance, isn't it, between those freedoms to kind of create and co-create, and actually kind of understanding, you know, what needs to be covered, what skills children need to learn. And for some people, they just might not have thought about something like how children find out information and how they learn to search. I haven't got any kind of particular answers for it, kind of, but lots of questions out there about how teachers can navigate that. I think one of the useful questions was around collaboration, and I think the more that teachers are actually sharing their things like their, you know, progression skills maps or curriculum ideas, you're getting those kind of memes running through education, and that seems to have quite a useful influence. But whether you have some people that are kind of falling by the wayside as well, you might get kind of bigger gaps between the confident schools and the unconfident schools.
Yeah, and that is a serious issue, I should imagine, because here we're all sort of fairly clued up, or a lot of people are very clued up in their particular fields, and they've got a certain viewpoints about it. But then you might go back to the school where, you know, it's a completely different scenario or context. And the interesting thing, though, is where you can hook the meaning or the value. And for me, it would seem if there were sort of exemplars or some kind of action research or some kind of way forwards to present to other people. For goodness sake, we've got enough good technology now in our pockets to be able to push that up and show people and organize in a sense. And why aren't we sharing or collaborating in a sense? Why are we still in the silos? Maybe that's another way forward.
I mean, that's certainly something that I try to do with the schools that I work with, is kind of share what I've seen in other schools so that people can adapt, so they can kind of look at a model that somebody else has created, think about how they can change that for their own school context. And that seems a really good kind of cycle of everyone kind of sharing what they do and adapting it, improving it and sorting it for their own context.
Wonderful. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very much.